Okay, we got a lot to see. This is the show. Okay, I want to begin with the following. We had in the Gemara says on Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara had this great story that we saw that Rav Huna spoke to Dan Vinachri, and he said, I want you to make sure the Goyim cut it off and not you. Okay, good. So it's important to point out, I want you to get this very interesting Chiddush, that the truth is that the strategy in this Gemara is to create Yeush and Shinu Rishus. That we want the possibility that the property was stolen from a Jew, let them goyim cut it off. They stole the property, let them cut it off, and then the Jewish merchants will buy it. So there was a concept called Yeush, and then the Shinu Rishus. Shinu Rishus is always with the what? Is always with the third party. So that's exactly what the third party will be. The third party will be the Jewish merchants, and everything will be fine. So the Gemara says, Yeush and Shinu Rishus is fine. So I want to begin with the following Kiddush. I want you to get this. There is a very important machlekes between the Rashba and the Ravid in the Tur in Chosh and Mishpat, okay? In Simon Shin Samaches in the Tur, it says the following. It says that the Ravid says that if you buy something from a Ganav, the Ravid says that if the person that was stolen from comes over to you and demands money, you got to give him money. Okay? So if you're a Kona from a Ganav, and the man who got stolen from, he can demand money back from you. And then if you pay him, you'll get your money back from the Ganav, because you paid twice, right? You don't want to pay twice. So that's the sheet of the Ravid, and the Re and the Rashba say that that's ridiculous, and they say that the guy who bought it from the Ganav is Kona Legamri, and therefore even money, you don't have to pay him. Okay? You can ignore the guy, and there's no requirement to pay money. So that's a very fundamental machlokes. In fact, I showed it to a few fellows from the Kol Elyon, this machlokes, they were not familiar with it. And they had learned Perek Merubah. But nonetheless, please get this Chiddush, that the din is that do you what, when you buy something from a Ganav, do you count it like Amri, you don't have to pay a what, you don't have to pay a penny or not. So machlokes. So please get this down. So the Rashba is very upset at the Ravid that you'd have to pay any money. And the way the Rashba presents the Rashba says, I can't believe the Ravid from our Gemara. Because if the Ravid was right that you're not Konet Legamri, then how could it be Yotze the Hadas, in our case of the Hadasim, from the Ankari? It's not Konet Legamri. It's like a Mashkon. It's not Lachem. So if you're a Ravid man, one sec, Yudi. If you're a Ravid man, Lemais, how could this be? You don't count it legamri. The whole strategy of the Gemara is it should be fully yours with Yeush and Shinu Rishus. So if it should be fully yours with Yeush and Shinu Rishus, how can the Ravid say that it's not fully yours? So Rashba says, I think you're wrong from our Gemara. That's why I want you to say from our Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer writes, Lemais, the Pshat and the Ravid, the Chassam Sofer writes, is that we're talking about you stole it from Yisrael, like Rashi says, and the Jew is a good guy, and since a Jew is a good guy, he's going to be mochel, in the sense that he wants another Jew to do a mitzvah with his money, with his property. So therefore, don't bother me from our Gemara, because the Jewish owner, if he knows that a goy cut it off and a Jewish merchant will buy it, as long as it's a Jew that's going to be yaitzah with the lulav, he's fine with it. So therefore, don't bother me from this Gemara, because our Gemara, there's an understanding, Lemaisa, there's an understanding that's exactly what it meant. Okay? So, the Jewish fellow is not going to have a problem. So normally the Ravid says we need to buy it from a Ganav. It's not a problem. But in a case where you're doing a mitzvah, Lemaisa, the original Jew is fine with it, and therefore you don't have to pay a penny. He's Michael completely. However, if you look in the Sefer Gedulei Truma, he says, I cannot believe what the Rashba said. I'm astonished what the Rashba said. Because what did the Rashba say? I'm sorry, what did the Ravid say? The Ravid just said you have to pay him, but you don't have to give the object back. The object itself, everyone agrees the Ravid says you're Konet Legamri. So even the Ravid says everyone agrees you're Konet Legamri. So if you look in the Rashba, the way the Rashba attacked the Ravid, you know how the Rashba understood the Ravid? The Rashba understood the Ravid that what? That you have to return the object. That's why he attacked him from our Gemara. But the truth of the matter is, if you look at the way the Ravid's quoted by the Torah, the Ravid never said you have to return the object. All the Ravid says is you have to pay the money. So, but the Rashba had an understanding of the Ravid, and based on that understanding, he attacked him from our Gemara. Okay, that's exactly the first mahalach I want you to get down. The way the Rashba understood the Ravid is you have to give back the object. If you have to give back the object, the whole strategy here is not true, right? So therefore he attacked him. But the truth is, Lamais, that's the way the Rashba understood the Ravid. But the Ravid responded, that's not what I meant. All I meant is you've got to pay money, but you don't have to give the object back. So therefore, it comes out, Lamais, that there are two ways to approach that kasha. Please get that down, because a real fundamental machlokes between the Rashba and the Ravid. It's a very fundamental machlokes in the Rashba and the Ravid. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's how we can answer up this Gemara. Okay, we got this score. That's the first mahalach. Okay? Secondly, let's get to it. Okay, we got a lot to see. Okay, you got it, Yonatan? You got that word? Again, fundamental machlokes Rashba Ravid, no doubt. I want you to get down that the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, I saw it yesterday in Chosh Mishpat, that the minig is if you're the third party, and you realize it's a stolen object, the minig is you should return the object. To be a tzaddik, you really should return the object. You don't have to return the object, but to be a tzaddik, Lamaisa, you should return the object, okay? He says that's the minig. The minig is to return the stolen object if you can, even though you don't have to. So I want you to note in your notes that Ramah and Chosh and Mishpat. Yes, Yehuda, real quickly, go ahead.
Is this where the non-Jew... Did he steal the property? Did he just steal the
hadassim? We're talking about cutting off the hadassim.
So he just stole that.
But there's a general machloikis. If you steal, forget about a goyer Jew. If you buy from a ganif, do you have to give the object back? So that's clear. The Rashba understood the Ravid that you had to, yes. And therefore the Rashba attacked him from our Gemara, where the Gemara says you don't say. You obviously don't have to return the object. So one shot is that the Yisrael, our Gemara is different, that the Yisrael is fine with it, because Yisrael has no problem that if a goy takes and then a Jew is yotzei in the mitzvah, that's fine. The other approach is to say, very simply, that what? That you misunderstood the Ravid. Ravid never said you would have to return the object. Ravid said you could keep the object. He just said you got to pay money back. And that's the way the Rashba quotes the Ravid. But the way the Torah quotes the Ravid, that's what I wanted you to see. The Ravid never said you could keep the object. You just got to pay for it. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Why can't we save the Ravid? By using what we in Arachayim Tofres Mantel about the bracha that there's still a suffix whether you should say the bracha when you have like in our case mitzvah there. So how do you say it's the same idea that the Rav is not saying give back the object but still the money there could still be some suffix.
Okay, we'll see, but I don't know, he doesn't speak about the bracha, but okay, all right, we'll discuss it. It's a good suggestion. Let's see. Okay, but that's the first mahalo. Let's get that. Second mahalach. Let's go. Please get this. Second mahalach is that we said that it should be Yehush, Bailam, Biadayu. Right? Remember we said in order there should be Yehush, Bailam, Biadayu. There should be Yehush in what? What's Biadayu? What's Biadayu mean? In their hands or in our hands? What does Yehush, Bailam, Biadayu mean?
In their hands.
In their hands. Excellent. And then Shin Rishus will be what? In your hands. Right? That's why I make sure that what? Let the Goyim cut it off. Okay? Let me ask you a kasha, Lamaisa. What are we talking about? We're talking about the concern, Donnie, is the what? That who owns the property? It was Jewish property, was stolen away from them, yes? Mm-hmm. So we have an anan tzadim that the Jews love the Jews. Nichlei nishba mamone. What's nichlei nishba mamone? People, a Jew loves the fact that let him say a bracha l'maisa. And therefore, even if the Jews cut it off themselves, it should be mutter. Why don't you say nichlei nishba, it's like there'll be mochel. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't say about Cheshvan Kiyush.
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying, but what I'm saying, if the Jews love the Jews so much, why can't the Avanachri do it themselves? And therefore what? And therefore we'll be what? And therefore we'll be Malchol? Let's take that theory a step further that we mentioned in the first Mahalach. Take that step further. So you know what the answer is to that? I want you to get that. The Tshuva Shari Ephraim says, in a Chanami, you'll be Yotze, but it won't be called Lachem. In a chanami, you won't be called lachem.
Who says this?
Has to be yours. That's what the Shara Ephraim says. It won't be good for the first day. You might be fine with it, but it's not yours. Halach lomais. And you know what the Chassam Sofer writes in the Chedushim? He says an amazing thing. If you cut off the Adasim yourself and you cause the Gemara Gzela, it's disgusting. It's disgusting what you did. Here, Dovi. It's disgusting what a person did by what? By cutting that off. And therefore, since it's disgusting, there's no way what? There's no way you'll be Yotze with it. But a third party, then you're fine with it. The third party, you're fine with it. So again, I want you to get that second mahalach. Second mahalach is that what? You know what? If you love this theory that the Jews love the Jews, let the guy do it. It'll be mochel. Fine, it'll be mochel. You might be yotzi other days, you're not going to be yotzi lachem. It's not yours. And you know what the Chassam Sofer says? If you cut off yourself, it's disgusting. It's ma'is. What's ma'is l'gavoa mean? It's repulsive. Ma'is l'gavoa means you're not yotze. But the third party, then, you didn't do the stealing, you're no inichalei. They got your nichalei l'yisrael's and nichzol shiyotzeba, and therefore you're willing to what? You're willing to live with that. That's no problem at all. Halacha l'mais. Okay? So that comes out what? The second mahalach. I want you to get this. Okay. Third mahalach. Please get it. Third mahalach. Please get this down, Klor. And that is, I saw in the Rav, I want you to give him the Mar Makaymis. We had a line, if you remember, in the big Tysus we did yesterday, right? We did every line. The Tysus had a line in the beginning of the Tysus. Do you guys remember? Tysus had a line in the beginning of the Tysus that stated the following. It's in the Rishim Shiurim, the Rav pointed out. I wanted to point this out because I saw it as amazing Kiddush. Where is it? What Amid in the Rishim Shiurim? It's in the Rishim Shiurim. Yeah, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Oh, so if you look in Kuf Lamed Aleph, remember what Tysus had the following theory? What happens if you steal something from someone, it's before Yeush? What's the theory? If you steal metalplin before Yeush, what happens? What is it called?
Ein Nigzalin.
But what is it called? No, the Tysus, when he says, Mehusim Ein Raya. He called metalplin stolen, but what? Karki said it's not stolen. Sure. It's transformed into what? Borrowing. Yeah. But the metalplin is not transformed into borrowing. Because it's not near you anymore, right? You don't know someone stole it. It's not called a Shayla. You don't know where it is. Yes? So I want you to get this down in your notes, Akiva. Let's get this. This theory that Tosos presents and conveys to us, that if you steal an object before Yeush, I stole it from Yonatan, it was before Yeush. Why is that called a stolen object? Why is it not called borrowing? What does that seem to indicate? That seems to indicate there is some type of quasi Kinyan Exela, even before Yeush took place. That's what the Rav wants to say. He says, even though he doesn't have Kinyan Exela, there's some type of what? Some type of Exela or Kinyan, and that's Mafkiya, the Rishus of the Bailam. And therefore, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Chayfetz, that's what? That's stolen and not borrowed. You understand what I'm saying? Tosa said it can't be called borrowed. So what is it called? Stolen? Yes. But I didn't make any kinyanim as a gazan. Doesn't make a difference, the Rav says. You have to say, halacha lemaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be, you're like the possessor. The fact that you're a possessor makes it what? Not borrowed. It makes it like quasi-stolen. Even though I haven't made kinyan exela, but I'm like, you know what I am? I'm like a gazlan possessor, but not a formal gazan with kinyanim. That's what I want you to get down in your notes. You're a formal gazan, balia gazlan, what with kinyanim? Because why else does it transform to become borrowed? And he points out something very, very beautifully, and I think it makes sense, is because, you know what highlights that? Let's say I steal something, I steal a car from Yonatan, and I drive it around. Do I have to pay him for driving it? No. The Gemara says, a bubba kama, black on white. Sadi zayin amav, I do not have to pay it. Let's assume I didn't use any gas. Okay? Let's assume I didn't use any gas. I just drove it around. So it's a tank that always refills itself. It's magic. Okay? Do I have to pay for the actual usage? No, I don't. Why don't I have to pay for the actual usage? Because somehow I'm a quasi-possessor. A quasi-possessor is considered to be what? Is considered to be somewhat yours. Why should I have to pay for it? And that's the din halach lemaisa. So I want you to get that down in your notes, that this Tysus clearly says, even though I haven't had kinyane yeush, even there's been no yeush, Jacob, the fact that I possess this stolen object gives me what? Gives me some rights. Not in a good way of rights, but number one, it tells me I don't have to pay. And number two, what does it say? It's not called what? Borrowing. Because somehow I have removed it from the owner. Because I've removed it from the owner, therefore what? I do not have to what? Because I've removed it from the owner, I do not have to pay him for usage. Excellent, number one. And number two, I don't call it a borrowed object. Because if it's borrowed, I'm keeping the connection with the original guy. I cannot say that anymore. So therefore, I've detached it from it, so it's not called borrowed anymore. That's the third mahalach I want you to get. It's a very beautiful, if someone asks you, give me a raya from a Tysus anywhere in Shas, where a ganef has some type of kinyanim, before Yeush, even if I pickpocketed a guy, Yes, you do. You did a terrible aver. You got a klap al kei. You're going to have to ask him for mechila, but you don't have to pay for the usage of it. And number two, it's not called a borrowed object.
What if you break it?
Because you've caused it disconnected. That's a mazik. You're going to have to pay because you're mazik the object.
But where? But as ownership, would you be like a shomer chinam? Would you be no? What would your ownership?
You have to pay. You chayv even in onsim. You chayv even in accidents. It's a good kasha, Matthew. You chayv even in accidents. I am not a gazlan with kinyanim. I would imagine you chayv even for onsim. Even that's a good kasha. I think that's what according to the Rav Shmuel. I think you'd be chayv even in onsim.
And you still have to pay the guy for like.
Yes. You got to pay him. No doubt. No doubt. You got to pay him. Yes, go ahead, Don, real quick.
You're saying so easily that it could be like it's a quasi type of kinyan, that you could say it's easily a quasi type of yeyush also.
No, we're talking about cases before yeyush. There's no yeyush. That's what Tosis line was. It was before yeyush, and I transformed kark into borrowed, but when I transform what? Gezel.
Yeah, but I'm saying before yeyush, there's still like an aspect of yeyush.
No, there's no yeyush at all. No yeyush is subjective unless it's like a hurricane. No, there's no yeyush. I'm saying
Yeush is knowing that it's stolen and giving up hope. But you
no,
feel like
but there's no Yeush in this case. That's what Tysus brought up. It's a good point. Tysus is before Yeush, no doubt. It is before Yeush. That's the din. It's no Yeush at all. Okay? Now, Lamaisa.
But the din is that there's no Yeush, there's no Kinyan.
Okay, I understand that. But Lamaisa.
So you can say there's a quads of a Kinyan.
I know, but there's no Yeush at all. No Yeush at all, because we're not making any Kinyanim. There's no Yeush. That's the Kiddush. Now, Lamaisa. Matthew brought up in Seder, the Gemara in Lamed Alf brings up that you stole the sukkah with karka. Tosos himself, though, said you could re-explain that machlokas to say it's not talking about karka, it's talking about what? From a boat.
Yeah.
And we found the Gemara, Matthew found the Gemara, it wasn't on Kaf Zayin Abiz, on Lamed Alf, Lamed Alf, when we get to it, it does say beferish karka, but you don't have to say that's beferish to machlokas. You don't have to say that's kufa to machlokas. You could have said it differently. So when we get to that Gemara, Blaz Hashem, we have to keep that in mind, that maybe you could re-explain that Gemara. That was Rav Nachman's shot. Rav Nachman, you follow me, Matthew? Rav Nachman said it. Tosis says you don't have to say like Rav Nachman shot. You could say to Machlokes another way. They were stolen off the boat. Okay. That's the third Mahalach we got. So what was number one today we did? What was number one?
Machlokes Rosh Barav.
Excellent. That was number one. Number two? Number two was the Jew loving the Jew, though Mice said that what? That even if you steal it straight up, you should be okay with it, right?
Even though we don't talk.
Yeah, we said Lamaisa, it's not Lachem or it's disgusting, right? You're not gonna be Yotzeh. And what's number three mahalach? What we just did now with the rough, with this finish. Number four mahalach. I forgot to mention, okay, I want you to know this. Yeah, Adam, real quick.
On the rough's mahalach, do you need to say that he has quasi-ownership, or can you just say that it's in the ganav's rishus, and doesn't necessarily need to be like that he's kone in some capacity?
You're right. You could say that, Lamais, that's what the rough's saying. You're kone in some capacity, but it's not formal. That's what I'm saying. It's like a possessor, but you're not really formal kinyan exhaler. That's exactly what the Rav's saying. You're saying like the Rav's saying. That's why you don't have to pay for usage. And that's why you've disconnected it from
it's
who?
It's in his rishus. It's not, he's not...
Right, but you have to say a little bit more, I think, like the Rav's saying, because you have to make sure why he didn't pay. Why he doesn't have to pay, you follow me? So you got to disconnect it from the original guy. Okay, fourth mahalach, I want you to get this. I neglected to mention this, but I did give it to Namar Makomas a few days ago. We forgot to mention it. I want you to know this short word of the Rav. We won't build it all up because we don't have time. But the Rav in the Kunchas, in the Rishim Shirim on Bava Kama develops a whole theory, since we've talked about it a lot, that there's a concept, a fundamental difference between Gnev and Gzela, which I want you to know, okay? The Rav built up in the Rambam very beautifully that Gneva is the Maisa Aveira. The fact that you're a covert guy, you treat a man more than higher than Hashem, you're really a terrible guy. The Iker Nekuda, when it comes to Gzela, says the Rav, is the actual hefsid mama that you cost someone. Okay?
Geneva's in public.
No. Gzela's in public. Geneva's, you do it covertly, you're more scared of man than Hashem.
Geneva's the mafioso.
But, no, Geneva's not. Geneva's when you do it covertly. That's why Chayv Kefal. And I intensive and base. Because you put man on a higher pedestal than Hashem. Zayla's overtly.
My Saver.
It's like you do it in stealth. You do it very hiding. It's like you're a bad guy. So the Rav built up this whole mahalach. I want you to just know the kernel of the Chiddush. That Gneva, the fundamental difference in Gneva and Gzela is that Gneva is the Maisa Aveira in the Rambam, and Gzela is the fact that you incurred a loss to someone the money. And the truth is, Rav Peretzky Zatzal, who's a great Bokhin in our yeshiva, pointed out to me many, many years ago, the first Magid Mishnah, Nichols Gneva, says Chetzi Shir. What if you steal less than the Shavu Pruta? He says Chetzi Shir is Aser. You now gets your shears also. Now the question is, would that apply to Gzeila? I don't know, but he does say the fares by Gneva. There's a Maisa there with it and Chetzi Shear by it. Now that's against the Chacham Svi. What's a Chacham Svi right in the Chuvas and Simon Pevov? That Chetzi Shear is only by Machalas Asuros. What is Machalas Asuros? Eating on Yom Kippur, eating ham. He has a stunning chiddush in Simon Pevov. Write it down, the Chacham Svi, that the whole institution of Chetzi Shear is only by Machalas Asuros. It's against Rashi and Shabbos Tafayin Dalim and Alf. Rashi says Chetzi Shear applies to Malachas and Shabbos by Borer, and also we're pointing out this Magen Mishnah. Gneva has nothing to do with eating. So you see the Chetzi Shear applies. But I want you to get this notion. That's the kernel of the Rav's chiddush. He builds it up beautifully. When you learn Baba Kam, you'll learn it. But I want you to know it because we've discussed it at great length. Okay? We've discussed it at great length, and I want you to know it. Now, Stam Gneva, Stam Gzeilus, Eino Yehush Bailim. Stam Gzeilus, Eino Yehush Bailim. Why not? As Matthew said, because it's in the open. I'm going to get the guy. I'll get a few bodyguards to help me. Stam Gneva is what? Yehush Bailim. Because you don't know it's stolen. You have Yehush. You don't think you're ever going to get it back. So I want you to know that psak again. Let's write it down. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, Stam, Stam Gzeilus, Shimon Lechomen, Pasal Lechomen. Stam Gzeila, Eino Yehush Pilot. Ain't no Yehush Pilot. Stam Gzeila, Stam Gneva is Yehush Pilot. Okay, it says like that in Shulchan Aruch, I saw it. Yehush Pilot. Okay? Let's get it, Clore, guys. Okay? Very good. All right, so we have this. So that's the fourth Malach I wanted you to get. Okay? That's the fourth Malach. All right? Very important Gneva Gzeila. You look in the Rambam, that's the way the Rambam describes it. It's very, the Rambam talks about it at great length, Lomice, you know, you. There's many riots for it. You can't joke around with a guy and steal something. You can't steal something on the condition of returning it. There's many, many. If you look closely, there's many differences between Gneva and Gzeila, but I want you to know this then. Okay? That's the fundamental difference the Rav says, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. That brings us to the following now. Okay? That brings us to the following. Let's see. That's the fourth Mahalach, yeah? Now I want to begin the Tois inside, and we have to, then we have to say more, Lamaisa. But let's do that first Tosis inside. Go ahead, Yonatan. He asked a great Kashan Seder. Tremendous Kashan. I was bothered by it the whole Seder. I asked him if Tversky Shlita. He said he also didn't know the answer. Okay? Let's go. Read the Tosis. Excellent Kashan. Okay? I was bothered by it the whole Seder when he asked. I couldn't figure out. I asked him if Tversky. He said he also didn't know. Let's go, Yonatan. Guys, look inside. He goes to. Go ahead. Let's see inside. So, refresh our memories. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lamaisa, why don't you what? Why don't you have the on Vinachri what? Cut it themselves. It'll be Yehush Bailim in their hands. Shin Rishus in our hands when we buy it from them. Everything's fine, right? It's on the Gemara's. It's on the suggestion in the Gemara. Go ahead. Beautiful. There's a fundamental machlokes. Let's say, God forbid, you guys are walking in the middle of Manhattan, let's say Times Square, you lose your wallet. God forbid.
God forbid you're walking in Manhattan.
You don't realize, okay, good, you say that, okay, you don't want to be in that area, but Lamaisa, okay, used to be much worse, better now, right?
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, okay, let's assume that example. God forbid you lost your wallet. You don't realize you lose your wallet. If you would have realized you lost your wallet, would you give up hope? Of course you would. Of course you would. Yehush Shalom Midas. Now, is that Yehush or not? Is that Yehush or not?
Like
fundamental machlokas of Bai Rava. In Shas, who do we paskin like? Rava.
Rava, but here we
normally. Rava. This is one of the Yalkagams. What's the Yud in Yalkagam? Yehush Shalom Midas. We paskin like a Bai that it's not Yehush. Tosis asks a very strong kashan. Tosis asks a strong kashan. He says, I don't understand. They don't know when you're cutting it off. The original owner, let's say the original owner of the land is a Jew. Yes? They don't know when it's being cut off. That's Yehush Shalom Midas. The Gemara said it's a good Yehush. Yehush Lomas Lavi Yehush. Great Kasha. Yonatan came over to me and Seder and said, he said, Rebbe, why does Tosis wait to ask this Kasha on the suggestion of the Gemara that the Anvachnachri, the merchants themselves, should cut it off? What's the case in the Gemara? Case in the Gemara is that the Goyim should cut it off, then give it to the Jewish merchants. Why can't he ask that same Kasha on the case? Why does Tosis wait to ask it on the suggestion? It's the same Yehush. It's the same Yehush Shalom Midas. It's a great Kasha, Yonatan. We have to think more. I looked around, I didn't find anyone asking. Same din. Same Yehush Shalom Midas. Why does Tosis wait to ask it on the suggestion? It's a very, very fine Kasha. Proud of you. Proud of everyone. You hear what I'm saying? But nonetheless, that's Tosis Kasha. Okay? Now, what was Toys' assumption in the Kasha? What is Toys' assumption? Please get that Kasha. Get Toys' Kasha down and get Yonatan's Kasha down. What's Toys' assumption in the Kasha? That you need to have Yeush exactly when they what? When they take it. When they rip it off the ground. Yes? Yeah. What's Toys' Terrence? Go ahead. Yeush Lomar.
Aval
Haka.
Aval Haka. Yada Bavi. Minister Koda.
Ella?
Ella, the N Yeush Lakarka.
Very nice. What's the Terrence? Taisa says, I want you to know something. Yeush Lomidas is where what? Where it came to your hand. You found someone's wallet in the middle of Times Square. He didn't know that it was lost. That's classical Yeush Lomidas. He didn't realize until when? Until already it's in your hands. Then he would be Miyash. He didn't know that. But here, did he know about it? Izzy, did he know about it here? Of course he knew about it. Someone took over his property, the original Jew. This guy took over his property. So of course he was Mishash earlier. He just doesn't know when what?
What is Yeush?
He just doesn't know when it was cut off. Why doesn't the Yeush chal right away? Why is the Yeush not chal right away, Adam? Because Yeush ain't Yeush, but what? Bikarka. That's the whole previous Tysus, Donnie. So what does Tysus basically say in the Terrence? Very interesting. That you had a Yeush originally, but it was suspended. Why? Because of a technical problem, the Yeush doesn't work on Karka. But when this stuff becomes metalton, then the Yeush kicks in. Do you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
It's like delayed. Now, what did Tyson hold in the Kasha? Tyson didn't realize that in the Kasha?
No, he didn't.
No, I'm saying in the Kasha, what did Tyson hold in the Kasha? I want you to get this down. In Lumbus. Tyson didn't realize the guy was Biyash originally? Why does he focus only on the point? Only on the point when you cut it.
Because he's trying to bring on a chiddush.
That what?
That Yeush could be...
No, I'm delayed. Saying in the Kasha, he didn't hold the Yeush could be delayed. He didn't hold the Yeush could be delayed.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, Yonatan?
No, he's saying
it. In the Kasha, you understand the Terrence? What's the Terrence of Tysus? Terrence says he was Miyashin originally, right, when the Goy took over his Karka. So the Jew is Miyash, but it can't kick in because he ain't Yeush Makarka. But when does it kick in? When the stuff is cut off, when it becomes Metalton. So it wasn't Yeush Shalom Midas, it was Yeush Midas was a delayed Yeush. Because the Yeush couldn't be Chal because of the Karka. You got me?
That's bad.
So that's the answer, yeah. That's the answer. It's not Yeush Shalom Midas, it's Yeush Midas.
No, but I thought it's not that it kicks in like retroactively.
It doesn't kick in retroactively. It kicks in when it happens. Mikan Lahavo. Not retroactively.
But no, the Baal's already Messiah from before.
I understand, but it didn't kick in because it was Karka. But when it becomes Metalton, then it's Chal. That's what Tysus answer. Get that answer down. So what I'm being masber to use the following, Donnie. Tysus didn't buy that in the Kasha. Because what did he hold? When you're Miyash, it's either got to be Chal right away or it won't be what?
Yeush.
Well, if the Yeush won't be Chal right away, it won't be what? It won't be Chal at all. When you do the Yeush, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
But people told you could have Yeush after.
No. What I'm saying is that Tysus held in the Kasha. When you do Yeush, and the Yeush doesn't work for whatever reason it is, it can't kick in later. Tysus backs out of that in the Terrence and says, no, Yeush can work later, even though it's delayed.
Oh, I think that it starts later.
No, it kicks in later. It kicks in later. Because it cannot schal and karka. So I want you to get this down. It's a big Shiloh, okay, guys? The Rav said that his uncle and his father used to discuss this. Rav Shechter Shlita just spoke about this a few weeks ago in the Chabura. And they were talking about Yeush. And the Rav always categorized, we're saying a lot of the Chidushim today, I want you to know the kernel of the Chidushim. The Rav would always say the definition of Yeush is that it's mashlim the shame of it. Mashlim the shame of it. You know what that means? That means that you have an object that's lost, but halakhically it's not lost till the guy's miyayish. Same thing by Gzeilu. Yeush is mashlim, it completes the shame of it. An object that physically is lost is not halakhically called an aveda until there's a mashlim the shame of it. So you need Yeush and Kinyan Exhale as the first step. And when it comes to a lost object, that's what Yeush does. But they didn't think, I want you to get this. I want to ask Roshekta this Kasha, because they thought that Yeush Loma will Lacher Sloshim. You hear what I'm saying?
Where's Mo meaning?
Works. Works.
What is
meaning, look, can a guy be Kaddish a woman, gives her a ring, and says, I want it to be Chal 30 days later.
No.
Is that good? Yes.
Ooh.
It's a good Mishnah. Gemara says in the New Testament, it's good. That's called Lacher Shloshim. Lachar Lamed. You could delay it. You give her the kinyan today, delay the kalos. You follow me? So could you do the same thing by Yeish?
No.
I'm the Yeish, but I only want to kick in 30 days later. They thought not, because they didn't think it was classical kinyanim. That's what the Rav's father and his uncle, the Brisker Rav and his father, thought, that since Yeush is just mashlim shame of it, get this down, it's not a kinyan or an enterprise that lends itself to have delay chalos. It's not like Kedushin. It's not like Hefker. It's not like Mashicha. It's not like Hagbal. Those are classical kinyanim that lend themselves to Acher Shloshim. Yeush is not that. Yeush is just mashlim shame of it. So it doesn't lend itself as an enterprise, Izzy, that it should be called out after Shloshim. You can't finagle with it. You can't finagle with it. So I want to suggest here, with this Tosos, I want you to get this down, that I believe this is similar to Lachar Lamed. This is similar to Acher Shloshim. The guy was Miyayish when it was Karka, and it's delayed, it doesn't work. Then it kicks in later. Isn't that a delay? I think this Tyson the Terrence is against what the Rav's father and the Brisker Rav said. I want to say from our Tyson, Yehush works Lachar Shloshim. It's viewed as an enterprise. Do you understand what I'm saying? According to them, what is Tosis Teretz? There is Yesh, but it kicks in later. No. What do you mean, Lamaisa? No, yes, Donnie?
There's a big difference that when it comes to the field, like you don't know for sure someone's going to steal something. Like your Yesh, it's like happens when the kids, the kinyan.
I understand, but when they took over your property, you were Mayayesh. They took over your property, your match, but it's not chal because it's karka.
When it comes to Yesh, there's an opportunity that there's a chance that like the Yesh will never actually have to come into place.
I understand, but it will when it becomes immovable. That's what we're suggesting.
But there's a chance it'll never become movable.
It doesn't make a difference. Go ahead, Akiva.
That's interesting. That
no, it doesn't make a difference. Go ahead, Akiva.
I understand why delayed Yesh is a thing. It's just he's not Yesh for 30 days, and then he's like, okay, give up.
No. You were Miyash at day one, but you don't want it to kick in till day 30. You want to express and articulate your miyash, but I don't want it to be chal till day 30. Can you do such a thing? That's the shaila. So they thought you cannot, because it's not an enterprise like kinyanim, that I do a hagbah on a basketball and I want it to be chal in 30 days. That I can do. You can be kaddish a woman, you want it to be chal in 30 days. Give her the money today, day one, chal in 30 days. This, all it does is mashlim the shame of it. It's not an enterprise.
It has to be verbal?
Yes. It has to be verbal. But violate his own kiss. Woe is to me that I lost the money. So what I want to suggest that Tosis and the Kasha held what? That you cannot have a delayed Yeush. If it was done on the Karka, you don't know when it was done, when it's cut off. That's Yeush Alomidas. That's Yeush Alomidas. So Tosis answers, no way, that's not Yeush Alomidas. Because the Yeush you did originally is recognized. The Yeush in the Karka is recognized, it's just delayed. You understand what I'm saying, Yonatan? There's a fundamental machlokes between the kasha of Tosis and the Teretz. How do you view the enterprise of Yeush? Okay? I want to ask you a shekta this way. What Teretz is though? I have to ask him after he comes back. Quickly, Matthew, go ahead.
Why can't you say it's different, Rebbe, that by delaying Yeush, you're saying, like, day one I'm this Yeush, but from day one to 29, I'm not my status. No, my status as Yeush doesn't exist. And then on day 30, then my Yeush.
No, because what are the steps of the kinyan? There's a Maisa kinyan, and what's the second step? Chalos kinyan. When does it take effect? You give the money to the woman day one. I don't want to be married till day 30. The Maisa was day one. The Chalos is day 30. That's exactly what's happening here.
No.
You made your expression at day one.
No.
When you showed your expression of depression when they took over your property, but it's not chal till they cut it off.
Because here it's different. Because here, from day one to day 30, right? You were still yeish.
I don't care about your emotions.
No, but
we're
no,
talking
no,
about objectively.
No, chal is.
I care about your emotions in general, but
chal,
not in the lumbus.
The chal was
not in the lumbus.
The chal was that you were misyeish in the lumbus. You were misyeish, but the reason why it didn't work out is because it was karka.
Yes, that's a problem.
No, but you're not delaying it.
Doesn't make a difference. It is delayed.
No, of course it's not.
No, because it's an objection.
At any time, if it becomes metaltalin, then it becomes misyayish.
I hear you're saying good, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference. I ask you one question. Was it chal at day 1 till 29 or not? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Was it chal till 29?
Was what chal?
The yeush. Was it chal?
No.
Done.
But here it is.
That's a delayed chalos.
No, but here it is.
You're just trying to tell me it's a technical reason because it's karka. It doesn't make a difference why.
But of course it does.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
Because it doesn't. The bottom line is, you makadosh the woman day one, you want it to be chal day three, it's delayed. I don't care why. Whether it's objective dinim or subjective, it doesn't make a difference. You're bringing up a svar, but I'm just saying it doesn't make a difference. That's the din.
But,
so I'm saying this is a delayed yeush, and we're saying it works, I'll be din.
How?
That's the chiddush. Yes, Ed.
You're
asking good, but Lamaise, I'm saying that doesn't make a difference. Yeah, go ahead.
Two questions. First, how would the Bris Reuv and his father like understand the teretz of Tosfos? And two, wouldn't this just be considered Breira, that you're making a status change now in something that's happening later?
No, Breira is different, Lamaise. Breira is different, you know, let's say you have a barrel of wine, and you want to drink from the top to the bottom. You want the bottom drops to be truma.
Right.
So it's hurva davar mafreya that all the wine on the top was chula, and the stuff on the bottom that I leave is for a kohen. That's something that's unclear status. This is not an issue of unclearity. This is lamaisa. That's an issue of either being truma or chula. Here it's lamaisa where you may ash or not. It's not either one thing or another. It's not brayer.
In Maruba, doesn't it bring a case where you have a field and you think people are going to come steal it? So you say if people don't steal it, I'm declaring it hefker.
Right. Okay.
So that's it, in the event that something happens. So here, you don't know when or if these people are going to come pluck the...
Right, but you were miyayish. You were miyayish, Lomais. So you were miyayish.
Miyayish in the event that they're going to come do it, but until
no,
then, then you're...
No. You were miyayish because you were depressed someone took over your land, Adam. You know what I mean?
But you can't be miyayish.
So maybe we have to think about it. What the Rav and the Prescribe, I don't know what they would say. I don't know what they'd say. Maybe they'd say something like what Matthew's saying, but I don't think that's a chiluk. I don't think that's an afghanin. Okay. Yes. Do we view Yeush and compare it to other kinyanim?
Why did you say?
Why are you able to compare them? What's similar between the case of Yeush and the case of a kinyan?
Because Yeush is very similar like hefker. It's very similar like making a transaction and getting an object.
Transactions are definite.
They claim that it was not. It's not like that. I'm saying that the Tosfos and the Teretz says it is. We view Yeush like. Do you know how many times Rashi and Hillel Matzius says Yeush is like Hefker? Yeush is like Hefker. Now, there are many differences in Yeush and Hefker. One difference, I'm glad you asked me this. One big difference, we're not going to go through it all now, but I'll give you one big difference that we learned.
Can you
be Mafker Karka? Yeah.
No.
Of course you can.
No, yeah. Teretz.
Mafker Karka, of course you can Mafker Karka. If you own a house, you can Mafker it. Yeush you can't do. That's one big nafkamina. So when Rashi says Yeush Hefker all the time above Matzius, it doesn't mean literally. There are many, many nafkaminas, 4 or 5 nafkaminas. We're not going to go into them now, but karka we learn, it's right, it's a difference. You can be mafka karka, you have to be yeush and karka. So that's the issue, the way you said it, Don. Do we view yeush as an enterprise, like we're saying the end of the Tosfos, or do you view it like the Rav's father and his uncle, that it's just mashem mashem of it, doesn't lend itself to what? To do lachar shloshim. Hefker, I could do mafka. I'm mafka my car. Day one, I'm not literally mafka my car, but let's say a guy's mafka his car day one, he wants to be chal day three, of course you can do that. Hefkers what? Hefkers are like an enterprise. It's a kinyan. I'm afkiyat from myself. Can you do that by Yeush? That's the question. Okay. So I want to say it's totally on this kash of Tisus and the Teretz of Tisus. Okay, let's go, guys. This leads us to the following. Okay? Now we get into the kashas of the Gemaras. The Gemara said, let's say outside and we have to say the shtickle and then we got to see the two Tisus. Okay, let's go. The Gemara asked the following kasha. The Gemara said, you know what? Okay, we gave up. Yeush and Shinui Rishus, we understand we care about the Anachri themselves, but I have a kasha. Why don't you do Shinui Maisa? Let the Jewish verses cut it off themselves, the Shinui Maisa. Let them cut it off with Shinui Maisa themselves. Okay? Let them cut it off with Shinui Maisa. Now it comes out that what's the Shinui Maisa? What's the Gemara have in mind with the Shinui Maisa?
Sorry, Egged.
The Egged, yes?
Yeah.
Making the Egged. Okay, good. Now, Lamaisa, what's the Gemara's answer?
It's not real.
It's Chozer L'Briyasa. Correct. It's not permanent because you take away the Egged, it's separate. Tisus and Baba Kama, please get this down. Tisus and Baba Kama adds on. Okay? Tisus and Baba Kama adds on. Very beautifully. Okay? Tisus and Baba Kama adds on the following. Okay? Tisus adds on. I don't understand something. Why can't you see the actual cutting? Is considered to be Shinui Maisa. You got that? Hope someone thought of that on their own. Why are we ignoring the cutting? Why can't the cutting from the karka be called a Shinui Maisa? You know why it's not a Shinui Maisa? Because when it's in the ground, it's a Hadas. And when you what? And when you change it, it's called a Hadas. So that's not called a Shinui Maisa. Okay? That's what Tosfos writes above a Kama. And similarly, we find in Baba Kama, Dafsadi Zayinam and Aleph, which we'll get to in the Tosfos, that if you steal a palm tree and you cut it down, you're not counting it because it was called a dekel before, and it's now called a dekel. And we know that it's much worse than a behemah, stealing a behemah where it weakens, or you steal a behemah, it gets older, because that's considered to be what? That's considered to be a shinui on its own, because it's a shinui. Yeah, because a shinui in the chefs itself. So it's very interesting, halacha lamaisa, that what? That Tosis points out that issue. Now, I have to point out the following, though. And I gave this to you in the Kobach Shurim. Please get it. I gave this to you in the Kobach Shurim. When Tyson Baba Kama asks that the actual cutting off should be a Shinui Maisa, yes? Tyson asks the actual cutting should be a Shinui Maisa. Let me ask you, when does Shinui Maisa work? When does Shinui Maisa usually work? First you take the object as a goslin, then you do Shinui Maisa. Here you're doing it all one shot. You're doing a Shinui Maisa as you become a goslin. Can that work? Yes. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kobach Shurim Baba Kama Os Kuf Tes. That Gzeilah, Shinui and Gzeilah can happen at the same time. Chazanish says, maybe I can tell you at the time you cut it, you grab it with your hand, and therefore it'll be a Kinyan. So the Chazanish says you can do two things at one time. But the truth is, the Rabbi Chanan says you don't have to say that. Rabbi Chanan says you can what? You can cut the thing, and therefore what? At the Gzeilah and the Shinui comes at the same time, and therefore that's considered to be what? That's considered to be good. Okay, it's an interesting Kiddush. But that leads us to the following. One second, this leads us to the following. Memeila. That's why I gave you the Balamor and the Rampan. Let's get it. The Gemara says, Shini Rishus. What about, okay, we took care of it. Yes, Shini Rishus. Why don't they let them cut it themselves? Shini Maisa. Kozul B'Yasa. Shini Hashem. What's the answer? It's not a Shini Hashem at all.
Yeah.
Because it remains Asa. I don't understand what happened to Mitzvah B'Avera. Why was Mitzvah B'Avera left out? Why is Mitzvah B'Avera left out? Why is Mitzvah B'Avera not put in here? So the Balamor brings a Raya. I gave it to you. Kaim alone that we're not Chosh Mitzvah B'Avera. Just like Shmuel didn't hold of it at all. Rav Huna says it doesn't. If you hold mitzvah b'avera, then the shinui should not help at all. Should still be a problem. It's a mitzvah b'avera. The shinui should not help. Should be mitzvah b'avera. Yehush plus shinui rishus. That's what the Balamor is assuming. Okay? So the Balamor assumes, get this down. Now I want you to get this. Obviously the Balamor is assuming the mitzvah b'avera can be said like who? Can be said, you could say it with the what? With the next guy. You could pass it on to the next guy. Remember we learned that from the Rabban yesterday on the board? Because you're the third guy. Still mitzvah b'avera? Yes. As long as the kinyan comes with it.
Is that the re or the remaining time?
That is the Balamor with the Rabban. This is the Balamor agreeing that mitzvah b'avera can continue. But since we don't say mitzvah b'avera, it comes out that we don't hold a mitzvah b'avera, according to Shmuel and Rav Huna. Rav Huna is following suit of Shmuel that we don't hold a mitzvah b'avera. That's what the Balamor writes. Comes along the Ramban and the Mechamas Hashem, he says, forget about it. I'll tell you why there's no concern of Mitzvah B'Avera, because the whole thing's a suffix. Most Jews don't own land at that time. It's low shriach that a Jew owned the land. And therefore it's only Shema that they stole it from what? It's only a slight possibility it was stolen from a Jew.
Isn't this
an Eretz Yisrael? No, Lomais was in Bavel. Rav Huna lived in Bavel, right?
Didn't
the landowners though? He says, Karkosh Yisrael lo shchichi.
Did the Shulchan Aruch say that even Bavel had a lot of Jews in it?
He said, yeah, he did say if you had rope, certain communities. It's a good point. But that's what the Balamor writes. The Balamor says, he says a chash that maybe was what? He says we're not shach mitzvah b'avera. The Rabban rejects the whole riot. Again, the Balamor claims that Shmuel and Rav Huna holds like Shmuel. There's no mitzvah b'avera. Rabban says you have no riot at all. Why is there no riot at all? Because why? It's not a mitzvah b'avera, because it might be a goy. So a goy stole from another goy. You take it, we learned yesterday in the Ritva, it's mutter. L'chachilu. Okay? Plus the fact, I want you to get this down. Plus the fact, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what did the Gemara ask that it should be kona with Shinu Maisa and Shinu Hashem? What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asked the Kasha, it should be kona with Shinu Maisa and Shinu Hashem, in order it should be lachem. But it's not mitzvah b'avera. No concept of mitzvah b'avera. So since there's no concept of mitzvah b'avera, therefore what? It's trying to be lachem. But I want you to get this. The Tosfos and the Ritva says that if you're koneh it beforehand, there's no concept of mitzvah b'avera. Remember we said if you're koneh it before, there's no mitzvah b'avera? So the Tosfos and the Ritva say, since you're koneh it, kodem, yidiyeish and shin rishus, the mitzvah did not help you in the kinyan zeila, therefore it's not possible to say mitzvah b'avera. It's not shayach to say mitzvah b'avera. Because you have Yehush and you have the Shinui Rishus. So the Gemara says, Lamaisa, why don't you say, since you're Konan Kodam, It cannot be mitzvah babaver. That's like we said from who? Which opinion? The Re. Remember the Re said if you're konek beforehand against Rabbi Natan, we don't say mitzvah babaver, it doesn't continue. So they're saying that same svara. They're saying that same svara halacha lamaisa. Also could be the Svasemis writes that if you didn't do the aver, you're not going to say mitzvah babaver anyway. But the bottom line is that they say halacha lamaisa, yeush and shinu rishus, because what do? There's yeush and rishus, and then 3 days later, sukkos comes. So the yeush and shinus came before mitzvah babaver. So I want to summarize this segment. Please get this. We're pointing out from the Gemara, Yizzy, you got me? What happened to mitzvah babaver in the whole discussion of this Gemara? What happened to mitzvah babaver? So the Baal Mor says, I'll tell you what happened to it. Shmuel and Rav Huna doesn't hold like Shmuel. There is no mitzvah babaver. Done. Doesn't exist, the whole concept. Okay, good. What does the Ramban say to that? Not true. Why does the Ramban say it's not true? Ramban says, because it's very possible the kark is really a gois. So there's no aver at all. Okay. So you can't be a rai that we don't hold mitzvah babaver. Mitzvah babaver is not appropriate because there's no aver. Yeah? But that whole Baal Mor and Ramban are assuming what? That mitzvah babaver could be said by the next what? The next party. Against the Or Chaim that we wrote on the board yesterday. Please get that. Or Chaim said you can't pass it down like the Svasemis said. If you didn't do the aver, you can't say mitzvah babaver. You see the Baal Mor and Ramban don't agree with that. They hold you can pass it down. So why does mitzvah babaver not shayach here in our sugya d'kiva? Because number one, Baal Mor says Shmuel doesn't hold of it. Rav Huna doesn't hold of it like Shmuel. And number two, what's number two? It's not an aver here. Maybe it's a goitz karka. You follow me? Number three, what's... What, exactly. They're asking the kashi. We want it to be lachem. So that's why they asked the kashi, Shinu Maisa, because maybe you could get in lachem. Correct. But there's no mitzvah aver issue. What's the third teretz? Adam. The Ritva and the Baal Ataisa say, like the Re, that what? That if your kone is something that beforehand there's no mitzvah bavera. So you're kone. There was yeush and shinu rishus by you, and then 3 days later when you want to shake the lulav, you already said yeush and shinu rishus, and you can't say mitzvah bavera once the kinyan is done. Done. So you can't discuss mitzvah bavera. That's their answer. Okay? So you got that segment? See, that's what I wanted to bring up to Jared. You know Jared Rosenfeld in the Kol Elyon is a great Talmud Chacham. You know Jared?
Yeah.
It's a great Talmud Chacham. We discuss and learning a lot. Listen to this. So he was telling me that sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, that mitzvah babaver continues after Yehush Kedi is Kona, that's only by Yehush Kedi. But if you have other Kinyonim, Yehush Shinrishus, no one's going to say that. You see from here that that's not true. The only answer was the Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva and the Ran said once you do Yehush Shinrishus, you can't say mitzvah babaver. But the other Rishonim didn't say that. The other Rishonim did not say that. The other Rishonim said it could continue. The other Rishonim said it could continue. We said either you're a hold of it, or because maybe there's no Aveira. But what I'm saying is from those Rishonim, you see that what? That maybe you could talk about mitzvah Aveira even after you made a kinyan. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? That's what I wrote on the board for the Ramban. That once another guy makes a kinyan, then you're done, right? Remember, we can pass it from one guy to the next, you can say mitzvah Aveira. But once a guy makes a kinyan, you're done. You see from these Rishonim, not necessarily. You're not necessarily done. Okay. That's what it seems. All right. Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
So, by Seder, we said that changing something from fully active to Seder, Shinu, Shem.
Yes.
So, why is it here changing it from Karka to Tazel? You caught it, Shinu, Shem also.
Why isn't that self called Shinu, Hashem, you mean?
You're changing the status of the object.
But it's not. Okay, but that's not. That, I mean, it's halachic ramifications. There's no real Rishus with it. There might be ramifications that happen from it, but you know what I mean? It's not like a status change, you know what I mean? Okay, it has different now nafkiminis and halacha, but it's not like a status. It's not like you're over me'il if you use it, you know what I'm saying? It's a good kasha, but that's the pashas, okay? All right, this leads us to the following now, okay? Please get this down. I want to take this a step further, that I believe there's another reason that shows against that theory that he was telling me, Jared. Okay, get this down, and then we got to see the Taisim inside. Please get this. Who's the Rishon, the Arayim? He's one of the great Rishonim. We had him in the Taisim Shonim last semester, remember? We already mentioned Arayim already this year, remember? That if you hold Gezalakim is Mutter, still it's not Lachem. Remember that? Okay, please get this down. The Arayim writes in Simen Tovkov Beis. Please get this. You know what he says? He says like this. He says, you must be very, very careful not to steal the Arba Minim even from a Goy. Because even if you hold Gezalakim as Mutter, nevertheless it's not called Lachem. That's what I just told you. Yes? That's the Shita of the Reim. And you know where he proves it from? From our very own Gemara. Because what did Rav Huna say to them? He said to the Jewish merchants, he said, you guys, please do not cut it yourself. Because if you cut it yourself, what's the din? Another Jew could be Yotze. Because they're Yosh Vishinu and Shus. Exactly. But why don't we passel it? Because of Mitzvah Baba Veira. Why do we passel it? Because of Mitzvah Baba Veira for those Jewish customers that buy it from you. If you cut it yourself, the Jewish customers will what? Will be Yotze. Why would they be Yotze? Why don't you say Mitzvah Baba Veira? So you know what he says? Must be Gezel Akimus Mutter. He says it must be Gezel Akimus Mutter, like Rashi Paskin. Let me ask you a question. I thought you don't say Mitzvah Baba Veira once it's Yesh and Shinu Rishus. So you see, again, he's also willing to say it. He's also willing to say it. He's also willing to say it. The only reason why he says not Mitzvah Baba Veira, because not an Aveira. Gezel Goy's Mutter. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll say it again. You steal from a Goy, it might be Mutter, but it's not Lachem. So he says, be very careful you don't steal from a Goy. Because even though Gezel Akim is Mutter, but it's got to be Lachem. It's not yours and Bailus. And he brings a riot from our Gemara. Because he says, if those Anvarchi cut it themselves, the next Yid will be fine. Why will the next Yid be fine? Because it's Gezel and Yesh, it's Yesh and Shin Rishus, and it's Mutter. What about Mitzvah Baba Veira, though? There's no Mitzvah Veira because Gezel Akim is Mutter. One Jew, cut it off from the Goy. Goy, Jew, and then another Jew. I don't understand. What do you have to bring a Mitzvah Baba Veira for? Once you do Yehush and Shinu Rishus, you're done. You're done. So I'm saying that you see another Rishon that says that what? That's not necessarily true. Mitzvah Baba Veira, in theory, could continue even after Yehush and Shinu Rishus was done. Not like Jared was telling me that by Yehush Pekidi is Kanan. The Rabbeinu Tam says only after that do you say Mitzvah Baba Veira. But once it's Yehush Shinu Rishus, there's no way you could say Mitzvah Veira by the other guy. First of all, you could say it by another guy. We said that yesterday. And you could even say it if he had a Kenyan. So that's why it's considered to be Mutter. Now, one second, Donnie. The Chassam Sofer writes, let's get this. He asks a Pella. Sweet, let's get it. He says, if Gezel Akim is Mutter, then what? Then it should be called Lachem. What kind of split is this? So you're bothered by Akiva. If Gezel Akim is Mutter, then it should be Lachem. What's the split? Gezel Akim is Mutter, but it's not Lachem. So he writes like this. If you look inside the Sefer Reim, he says it's a mistake. There's a Tol Sofer. You know what he says? He says it's usher to steal from a Goy. But if you take it, there's no Chiv HaShava. There's only Chiv HaShava to a Jew. Therefore, there's no Mitzvah Baba Veira. Because by a Jew, you have a Mitzvah to return it. By a Goy, you have no Mitzvah to return it. And therefore, since there's no Mitzvah to return it, therefore, if the guy cuts it himself, it's usher because it's not his. It's not Lachem. But someone who buys it from his Yotze because he's Kona B'Shin Rishus. Why is there no Aveira? Because there's no Mitzvah HaShavas Aveira. There's no Mitzvah HaShavas Zela by a Goy. You told me you stole from him? The stealing is not on the object, Amaisa. The stealing is because you were not nice to the Gavra as a Goy. But the object's not diseased. Gezel Akim is different than Gezel from a Jew. There's no Chiv HaShava. There's a Chiv HaShava by a Jew all the time. That makes the Mitzvah Baba Veira in the object. There's no Mitzvah HaShava by stealing from a Goy. You did an Aveira on the books, you had a Klap Al-Chayt. But the Aveira, it's not a diseased object anymore. And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, the din is if you had Yesh and Shinu Rishus, you're Yotze. And the truth is, Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the Gedolei Hador, we mentioned him many times. What's his sefer? He had many svarim. His sefer on Shas called Gilyonei HaShas. The Gilyon HaShas is Rabbi Kiveger. Gilyonei HaShas of Yosef Engel. You know what he says? He says, it's a pasuk, says, Achaltes Kol Amin. That it's mutter to steal from the Goy. We don't paskin like that. But he says, the Torah never mitzavi to take from Gezel. Such a mitzvah, you're not mechuyiv. Mitzvah kazos, you're not mechuyiv.
Isn't it positive in Baba Kama?
Yeah, Sugin Baba Kama. He wants to say, the Maisa, that man Dharma holds Mutter to steal from a Goy, but the Torah never commands you to what? To take it from Gezel. Such a mitzvah kazos you're not mechuyiv to do. Hashem's not going to tell you to do something that what? That comes from what? Comes from bad things. But what I want to bring out from this Mahalach as well is that you see again that even if there's Yehush and Shinu Rishus, you follow me, Adam, you can talk about Mitzvah Bavera. He says there's no Mitzvah Bavera because why? Gezel Akim is Mutter. Then he says, no, look inside, Gezel Akim is really Usser. There's no Mitzvah Shavas Exela to a Goy. But you see that in theory they were pilpling with Mitzvah Bavera, even for Yehush, Shinu Rishus, the third party. That's what he's saying. That's why I said you got to be careful, make sure that you don't want, that you don't get involved with what? With buying from stolen property, for arba minim. From a goy as well. From a goy as well. Please be careful about it, he says. And he says, lomaisa, if you buy it from them, it's lomaisa. If you buy it from them, you're going to be yotze. Why are you yotze? If you buy stolen property from a guy, you're going to be yotze. Why are you yotze? Mitzvah bab aver. No, it wasn't an aver. Why does he have to say it's not an aver? What should you say, Akiva? Just say you can't say mitzvah aver. Once you make a kinyan, you're done. He doesn't say that. He does not say that. He does not say that. He's willing to pilpul that mitzvah b'aver could continue even by the third party. With the guy we had, first was Yehush, and then Shin Rishus. He says, why is that mitzvah b'aver? Because it's not an aver. Why is it not an aver? Either Gezlaka was mutter, or Gezlaka was also, but there's no mitzvah to return it to a goy. But he doesn't say there's no mitzvah b'aver, just like we had in this mahalach before. You follow what I'm saying? All right, this leads us to tell you real quick, Dad. We've got to go with Tyson. Go ahead. Quick, go ahead.
When we're saying that Gez Lachman's mutter, we're saying that if the Akum stole the land from Akum.
Yes.
Okay, and also,
when we don't paskin like that again, remember. We paskin Shkorok Gez Lachman's Osir. Please get that.
Also,
Rashi paskin Gez Lachman's mutter. The Urayim paskin Gez Lachman's mutter. But we don't in Shulchan Aruch.
So also based on the whole Urayim, they said that Shavua is the mitzvah by Jews.
Yes, no Shavua by Goyim.
But does that mean that there's no way, when we steal land from a Jew, when
yes.
Is that Shuba?
Yes.
Then there's no way to do for
you still got to ask him for mechila. No, you can always do it. You can always do it. You should do it. Okay, you should do it. You should do it. You should return to a goy. But you can always do it, Lomais. You can always do it. Okay, let's see Tyson side. Go ahead. Yonatan. Let's see, guys. Laman of a base. Bottom. Jacob, you with me? Let's go. Shinu Achozer. Go ahead. So Shinu Achozer Lubriyasa is not called a Shinui. Very, very good. That's how the Gemara said by the Shinui Maisa Kashi, yes? Go ahead. Yes. So what's Meshufin mean?
Like branches?
Meshufin means like sawdusted well. It means like planks. Yeah. As you stole Eitzim Meshufin, you made Kalim out of it. So that's a Shinui Maisa. But it's a Shinui Choser because you can put it back into a plank. Go ahead. So what's the kasha? Oh, before we get to the teretz, so what's Tosis kasha? He's asking a great kasha. He says, what do you mean chosel b'riyasa is not called a shinui? Over there it's called a shinui. Shinui chosel b'riyasa is kona mid rabbanan. Says in Baba Kama, then I'm kona mid rabbanan, even though it's chosel b'riyasa. So if it's kona mid rabbanan, what about here? So what does he answer? Cave into what? Excellent. What are we talking about? What level are we talking about here? Shaking arba minim when? Stum of the first day. First day is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to own it. So it's not yours mid d'oraisa. It's only yours mid rabbanan Yosef. Chozul b'riyasa, it's not a permanent change, only makes it mid rabbanan yours. It's got to be yours mid Torah. If it's not yours mid Torah, it's bad. Go ahead. Miu.
In that case of Baba Kama, he was kona mid d'oraisa?
He's kona mid rabbanan. In Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, he's kona mid rabbanan. Goes away to me, make it, it's kona mid rabbanan. It's not a permanent change, I don't care. Isn't permanent that, change is for me, not Torah. Mid rabbanan, it's mine.
Isn't that Gemara we're talking about when it was a permanent change? He made kalim.
No, it was chozer. You can make it, you can take the wood from the kenyan, put it back into a board. That's what Taisa says. That's what Taisa says. A shinui that's chozer. Okay?
Didn't the Gemara say he has kona over there and he's only chayv to pay him back the damen?
I understand, but he's kona even though it's shinui a chozer. So it's mid rabbanan. Because it's a chozer, because you can take the wood from the kalim and make a plank again. Okay? It's not permanent. The Gemara says beferish. So that's Taisa's kasha. Shinua chozer Yehuda is what? Is bad by us. In Baba Kama it's good. What's the answer? Baba Kama it's good. Little mid rabbanan. We need to be good mid atayr. Go ahead. What's umiyu mean? Yes, mahi what?
He's safata.
What's safta mean?
The old lady.
Yes, the grandmother. Go ahead. If I steal wood and make schacham yotze. Go ahead. What does marsh mean, guys? You got to be lamdonim. What is marsh? Marsh literally means like a castle or a house. There was a takana made by the chachamim. If you steal wood, if I steal a piece of wood, I build a beautiful castle. I have to return the wood to Izzy that I stole from. I have to destroy this castle. It cost me $10 million to make it. discourage me from doing tshuva, I would just say forget about it. So what did the Chum say? Leave the castle, just pay the cash. Leave the castle and pay you cash to encourage me to do tshuva. That's called takanas hashavim. So what do you see from this? That the only reason why the sukkah is good is because why? It's takanas marish. So therefore you see from when it comes to sukkah what? Sukkah is what?
It's a deraisa.
Sukkah is deraisa. Takanas marish was enough. So why can't arba minim takanas marish be enough? That's Tosfos Kashya. If for sukkah it's good, Donnie, why can't it be good for arba minim? Jacob, you got me? If for sukkah what? You got me? If for sukkah it's good, why isn't it good for arba minim? Go ahead. Beautiful. Because you know what? By sukkah is a beautiful sukkah. It takes time to build. You're going to make me destroy my sukkah? Therefore, takana shavim was said. Therefore, I treat it as if it's mine min atayr. Based on hefker, we elevate the kinyan to rabbanan and become mine min atayr. So why don't you say takana shavim arba minim? How hard is it to what? To take apart an arba minim? Takes you 3 seconds. Therefore, takana shavim is inappropriate. Therefore, what? Therefore, if it's not a permanent shinui, it's not a good shinui. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. It's very easy. Go ahead. When you cut it off from the chubra, why isn't that called the shinui maisa? Because why? The name is not changed. So what do you see from Tosis? That the name is inextricably linked with the maisa. Yes? That your maisa is not a maisa unless it's what? The name's changed. Go ahead. Excellent. Before you cut it, it's an asa. Now it's an asa. Very good. Okay. So shinui maisa, get this down, guys. A shinui maisa that does not engender. You know what engender means? Does not generate. A shinui shame, it's not kona. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. That's what Taisa says. Shinui maisa that does not engender. The shinui shame is not a what? Is not a maisa. This is what Taisa writes in Baba Kama. This is what the Torah and the Ramah say in Simon Shin. Please get this down. Okay? That's what we assume. The Rambam argues. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say you don't need Ishtana Shmo Machmas Ashinui. But the Shach claims in Sifkan Dal that Shulchan Aruch also requires that the name is changed because of the Shinui. So it's interesting. And the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksos Sifkan Hay says even Kol Shinui Maisa needs Shinui Hashem. But it doesn't need Shinui Hashem Gomer. Because then why would you need a Shinui Maisa? So the Shinui Maisa needs a Shinui Hashem, but not a Shinui Hashem Gomer. Okay, very good. You got that? This is what we're trying to be Mechadish here, guys. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? So we come out to be this Chiddush, Olach Lamaisa. That we're treating this din is that what? The Chiluk is that what? Takanas Hefker Bez and Hefker can elevate it to the Yeraisa. But Lamaisa, we're not going to say it by Luluf. Okay, go ahead. Now, how does Tosis prove that the Ketzitzim and the Chubra is not a Shinui? Go ahead. What's the case? You stole a palm tree from his friend, you cut it down. Kavla means you killed it.
Yeah.
Listen to this, Yosef. What does that mean? You actually dug out the whole tree with its roots in the dirt. So even though Shad Yalar did today, you threw the Karka Dekel Shalom, right? Lokoni.
Lokoni, right?
Why aren't you Konas? That's not a Shinui. Why is it not a Shinui? Okay, what does he say? What's that mean, my time, huh? Because originally it was called a palm tree. Now it's still called a palm tree,
yeah.
Right? But didn't you kill it? Avagav the what? Isn't that enough to say that's a Shinui? You killed it? Go ahead, you're not Konan. Stam, you're not Konan. Unbelievable. So I don't care. I don't care. Go ahead. The Lohadar. It's worse than weakening an animal that can never be retrieved. Vizkina. Or you stole a behemoth and it got older. That's also irretrievable. In those two cases, go ahead. Those are good. Why are those good? And why are those good? And even though the palm tree is the bad, he doesn't say why. Please get this down in your notes. Comes the Oroch Lanier. Says like this. Because at least by the behemoth that got weaker. Or the behemoth that got older, the shinui is in the chefs itself. It's nikar. If it's nikar, then the shinui mice is good. But here there's no shinui in the palm tree. Okay, granted it'll eventually die, but now it's not dying. So therefore there's no shinui in the palm tree. Look at the same old palm tree. That's not called the shinui. You got that? Please get that down in your notes. Because Tosus does not make the chiluk. The Archonir is masbered, is he? The palm tree is the same palm tree. Even though eventually it's going to die. But it doesn't. There's no shinui in the, you can't. It's not nikar in the palm tree itself. But in this case, the behemoth is older. The behemoth got weaker. The behemoth is older. That's recognizable. That's a shinui enough. Go ahead. Vavagav. Even though there what? The name wasn't changed. Still called the behemoth. You have to pay Shasak Zela. Excellent. What does that mean? Those cases you need a Shinui Shem with the Shinui Maisa. You got me? What do you do over there? Eitzim, you what? You know what Shifan means? You smooth out the Eitzim. What's up on him? Stones. Stones. You make them into jewelry, like diamonds. Sitatan. What's Semer?
Wool.
Wool, and you make it white. So it's like, you know, you can wear for Sitzis. All those things are what? Those are examples of what? Get the three levels, guys. I'm going to write them on the board. That's when you can have Shinui Shem. Shinui Maisa needs a Shinui Shem. Shinui Maisa. Sarich. Sas. I'm going to write it like this. Sarich. Shinui Shem. Below Gomer. Shinui Shem. Low Gomer. It doesn't have to be a complete Shinui Shem, but you need some type of Shinui Shem for a Shinui Maisa. That's number one level. What's the example of that? Tzemer, Lovan. I'll just write that one example. Number two. What's the second example? Behema, Diskina. What's that?
The animal got older.
That's called a Shinui Maisa on its own. Shinui Maisa on its own works. Why is that good? Shinui Maisa Levad, Kona. Why? Why? Because it's Nikar in the Chefsa. Nikar v'chefsa. So you don't even need the assistance of what? Shinui Shem. Nothing. And what's the third level? What's the third level, Izzy?
Shinui Maisa.
What's the third level? Third level is what? Deco. What's Deco? What's Deco? It's not Kona, that's a what? That's a Shinui what? Shinui Maisa. I mean, you ripped the thing, you ripped it out of the ground. The aim, Shinui Shem, Bichlau. Nothing. Still called the deck. Ain't you ashamed? Bichlau. So therefore it doesn't work. Ain't no kona. So let's say it outside the three dinim. Number one, the temple of Adam. It's a Shinui Maisa, but it needs a Shinui Shem. So it is a Shinui Shem, Samar to Lavan. I guess wool to white wool. It's not Gomor. I grant you it's not complete, but it's what? It's still a Shinui Shem. Shinui Hashem. Second one is a behemoth got older. That's a Shinui Maisa on its own. It's Nikar and the Chefsa. You don't even need the assistance of Shinui Hashem. The third level is Dekel, where the Shinui Maisa is bogus. Even though what? Even though you ripped the tree out of the ground, because there's no Shinui Hashem at all. The Chlau. Because it's the same palm tree called now and afterwards. So what's the difference? So it's not Kona. Jacob, you got the three levels? That's a Tosfos Mechadesh here. Okay? We got that? Please get it. It's tremendous Chiddush, Halacha Lamaisa. And the truth is that it's quoted, the Ramah says Beferish and Shulchan Aruch like this, that we have this din, Allah Lamaisa, you need a Shinui Shem, with the Shinui Maisa, with the assistance of the Shinui Shem. It's a question what the Ramam holds, Allah Lamaisa, Torah Schaim says the Ramam Shulchan Aruch, you don't need it, but the Shach says they claim you need it as well. And the Ksos says this as well, that everyone needs this, this Tais is accepted by everyone, Allah Lamaisa. Okay, bite or not? Svi, let's do the summary, Yonatan, now let's do the summary of the Tisus, okay? Let's do the summary of the Tisus, okay? Go ahead. Next Tisus. Tisus summarizes everything. Let's see inside, guys. Look inside. Likanayu. Go ahead. It's a great kasha. We just got through saying that what? Shinui Maisa, Chozbos, not Shinui Maisa. Go ahead. Who Adin? So say the same thing as Shinui Hashem. How come we can't get the kasha out of its mouth? No. Shinui Maisa goes will be also. Then you turn around and say, Shinui Hashem? Same thing. Go ahead. Can I read it? Exactly. Shinui Chos will be also. Shinui Hashem is not called Shinui. It's a great kasha. So what's more asking? Shinui Achrinim. See, there's a sheet over there of Yosef that Taka holds what? He Taka holds that Shinui Hashem Chos L'Bi Yosef is a good Shinui. He holds it is a good Shinui. So our Gemara is going like who? Our Gemara is going like who? Like Rav Yosef. Okay? comes out that Rav Yosef is. You understand what I'm saying? According to Rav Yosef, please get this down. What's stronger, Shinui Hashem or Shinui Maisa? Shinui Hashem. Shinui Maisa Chos Rav Yosef is bad, according to everyone. According to Rav Yosef, Shinui Hashem Chos Rav Yosef is good. So our Gemara could not. Our Gemara is assumed like who? Like Rav Yosef. Okay, the Gemara didn't say it, but that's what Tosfos assumes. That's the first teretz. Okay, second teretz. What do you want to say? Go ahead. Oh, you know what? We're going to pick it up inside. Please get this. We'll pick it up inside with the second teretz. I want to get this mahalach down now that we set this up. Okay, we'll pick it up from there inside tomorrow because we got a lot to see. We got to go fight there. I said I wanted to leave now to the end of shir about a bracha. About the bracha. What do we say about the bracha?
It's
oh, we said that we learned the Tosfos on Amud Aleph that said what? That even though according to the Ri, Mitzvah Baver does not continue after the Kinyan, but Lagabe Bracha, it's disgusting. Remember that? Remember we had that line? Oh. So I want you to get this. Tosfos writes, Halacha L'maaseh, many Gedol Achronim ask this kasha. The whole point of this Rav Huna Zaitzu is that they should be able to acquire the Lulav, yes? Is that correct? Not just acquire the lulav, but to say a bracha with it. Acquire the lulav and shake it with a bracha. So many Gedol Achron may ask, including the Marasha, according to Tosfos, how can you say a bracha? Mitzvah of Babavera should be able to what? We said if you're Kona B'Yeush, and there's no Mitzvah of Babavera, but Le'abe HaBracha, it's still disgusting. So I don't understand. You want to tell me also the Mitzvah of Babavera doesn't exist? Remember we gave the home halach today, why Mitzvah of Babavera doesn't exist in our sukkah? But Le'abe HaBracha, there should be residue of it. It should still be disgusting. You get the impression from the Gemara, everything's going to be fine. Shake it with a bracha, everything's beautiful. That's what the Marasha asks. So I want you to get this. So what's the Marasha's answer? The Marasha answers in Baba Kama, in Achanami. The Gemara never meant to say you could say a bracha on the Hadassim. You say a bracha only, you're just yotz in the mitzvah. Please get this down. The Marasha says in Achanami, the whole Eitzah wish to be yotz in the mitzvah, not to say a bracha. Amazing. That's what the Marasha says. So the Magen Avraham I gave you in Siman Tuf Resh Mem Tes Sifkat Bey says that Tosfos says it's very sharp, and this is why I said it right now because we'll continue inside tomorrow. Bitzvah Hashem, it's amazing sharp. You know what the Magen Avraham says? That's if you did a Shinui Maisa, then it continues. The Gabi the Bracha is disgusting, but if you do a Shinui Hashem, then it's not disgusting even regarding the Bracha, because Shinui Bracha is more Shinui Maisa Shinui Hashem. Is more powerful than what? Shinui Maisa. What did we just get through saying? That there's a sheet in the Gemara that says Shinui Hashem Chos L'Brasa is good. Shinui Maisa is Chos L'Brasa, everyone says it's bad. Namely Rav Yosef. I'm echoing that with this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, you're right, Tosfos said what he said. That like Abi the Bracha, Mitzvah Bavir can continue, it's disgusting. But that's only if there's a Shinui Maisa, the Gemara in Baba Kama, where you stole the wheat, remember you did? You ground it down, you baked it, remember? Ein b'zem v'varach l'menayetz. That was only a Shinui Maisa. But if you do a Shinui Hashem, then the bracha's fine.
Even if it's the Chosr B'Yosef?
Even if it's going to be Chosr B'Yosef, yes.
This is all within Rav Yosef, correct?
What did you say?
This is all within Rav Yosef?
This is all within Rav Yosef, correct. Well, Rav Yosef said a Shinui Hashem, yes. But it's not going to be a bracha, correct. It's not going to be a problem regarding the bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So what did the Chok Yaakov say? Remember I gave you the Chok Yaakov? Where's the Chok Yaakov appear in Shulchan Aruch? He only appears in one place. Hilchos Pesach on the bottom of the page. Siman Tov Nun Dalet Sifkan Vav. What does he say? He says it's not a problem. Because Tosfos is only talking about when it's Vadai Gezel. That it's disgusting like Abi the Bracha. Our whole story is again always a what? It's always a suffix. So you have to be mach. You do not have to be mach regarding the Bracha. It's fine. And the Eliyahu Rabba says, you know what the Eliyahu Rabba says? The Kavanah of the Gemara is to ask on Rav Huna that the Goyim should what? The goyim should cut it, should be a shinu reshus biyadam. Yes? In their hands. So why do you have to say the shinu, why didn't he say that it should be a shinu Hashem or shinu Maisa? Why didn't he ask, if the kavana of Rav Huna was to tell them that they shouldn't cut it, not to be gazlonim, then he should have said it to them beferish. And not saying mitam shinu reshus, he should have said to them beferish. You understand what I'm saying? The Eliyahu Rabba gives a beautiful answer. What's Eliyahu Rabba's answer? He says the Kavanah was to ask on Rav Huna. It was just to ask on Rav Huna. What do you mean to ask on Rav Huna? Why did you say to do it through what? He was to ask on Rav Huna that he said you should cut it off to be Shinu Rishus or Bibi Adon. Why does he have to say the Shinu? Why doesn't he say Shinu Hashem or Shinu Maisa? If the Kavanah of Rav Huna was to say L'maisa that you shouldn't cut it off not to be Gazlonim, he should have told them to Feirish. Not tell them to do it Mitam Shinu Rishus. not tell them to do a tam rishin rishu. So Lamaisa, that's all he was telling them. Eliyahu Rabbah was just saying that if the whole concern of Rav Huna was not to be gazlanim, then he should have brought up shinu Hashem, shinu Lamaisa. Don't tell me about the concern about the bracha. The concern was what about them not being gazlanim? If the concern is not being gazlanim, this is the way he could have teach them not to be gazlanim in such a way. Halach Lamaisa. So come out, what would come out good like that? So we have what? So just read one more line then, and then we got to dive into Yosef. Go ahead, Yonatan. So the first day in Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef says, Shinu Hashem is what? Shinu Hashem is what? It's chosel Rabbi Yosef is good. The Odei Shlomar, go ahead.
The Odei Shlomar, Shinu Hashem, the lake of Shinu Yemaisa, Behadiel Okami.
Bahadei. Please get that. With an Aleph, it's Behedja. With a Hey at the end, it's Bahadei. With it. Meaning what?
Lokani, the chosel Rabbi Yosef, Kamo, Marish. The Kamo, Shu,
Okay, let's close with this. What's Tosa's second Teretz? Tosa develops an unbelievable theory that Shinu Hashem alone, without Shinu Maisa, is not good Chosel B'Riyasa. Like the case of building the castle. If it wasn't for Takanas Hashavim, then you would not be Kona B'Shinui. Why is it not Kona B'Shinui? Because you built it, Bibir is not a Shinui Maisa. Even though you built it with what? Even though you built it with what? With mud and, you know, cement? Doesn't make a difference. Okay, the Kappa Storm is bothered by, I don't know why that's not a Shinui Maisa, but nonetheless, it's not a Shinui Maisa. Because it's still a plank you can see in the castle. So Mimele comes out that what? That Shinui Hashem alone is not Kona unless it was what? Shinui Hashem without what? Without Shinui Maisa is not Kona L'Briyasa. It's not Kona if it's Chosel L'Briyasa. You see, if I have the Tekanish Marsh. The only reason why I'd say this is because of Tekanish Marsh. What about by our case of Lulav? It's a Shinui Maisa with a what? What is it, guys? Shinui Maisa with a Shinui Hashem. Even though they're both retrievable, they're both Chosel L'Briyasa, but I don't care. That's Kona. So that's how Tosus answers his Kasha. Again, Tosus asks the Kasha by saying what? Shinui Maisa, Chosel L'Briyasa is nothing. Shinui Hashem also should be nothing. What's one terence? Rav Yosef says Shinu Hashem Chosel B'Riyasa is good. Arkamos like Rav Yosef. What's the second terence? There's no indication Arkamos like Rav Yosef. So Tosfos gives the second terence. What's the second terence?
It's a Shinu Hashem.
Yeah, a Shinu Hashem with a Shinu Maisa. Even though, despite the fact that both Chosel B'Riyasa, it's good. Okay, we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. We got to do Chumash too as well. And Ben Hashem, I got to give a Chabur tomorrow in the Koyle. Everyone's welcome to come Thursday tomorrow 5:45, second floor. What'd you say? Shkodesh, tonight. Tonight's your Shkodesh, yeah. Okay, Jacob, you're down for the Omen. Who wants to down for the Omen?
Simi.
Okay. You ready, Simi? Asher Yishevitav, Yukosalo, Shukolo, Shem, Koshem, Shem, Yelav, Kudnovi. Arni, Yukolayim, Yukosalo, 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 Yukos